Blog Talk Radio.
Think about others who cannot hear, and here we are, able to see, hear, talk, walk, clap our hands, bow our heads, and talk to the Lord and give you honor and glory.
Glory, 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 glory.
We just tell you the truth. We're not going to wait to every struggle and hope to see how it comes out. Lord, I took the liberty to look in the back of the book, and I saw it for myself.
Yes.
It says, we win. Thank you.
So,
because we win through the resurrection blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, we give you honor. We give you praise. And we give you adoration.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ultra awesome.
Praise you, man.
So ultra. I'm going to. Miraculous.
Thank God.
Nobody can do what you do. Make a way like you, Jesus. Nobody can fix things. You're just so wonderful. We just thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you've done. For handling all of our problems when we can handle
them.
When we had burdens, you took every one of them and handled them. Thank you to every person on the line through bereavement. You've been there with somebody else every step of the way. Oh, God. We want to just love you even more. We want to praise you even more. I know the enemy is jealous because he doesn't have anybody to give him praise. They're all trying to take over.
Thank you, sir.
But I thank you.
Thank you.
Because you got some people who get up early in the morning to give you honor and give you praise and adoration.
Yes.
And Lord, we just glory in you. Thank you for soothing our aching hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
For giving us stamina to stand in these last and evil days. Thank you for putting joy in our souls and peace in our minds.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Love in our hearts. Oh, God. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
It was you, Lord, who never forgot us, who never gave up on us. You carried us when we didn't know what to do. Oh, God.
My God.
Purged our hearts. Oh, God. And told us we could.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you.
We will never forget. Never, never. Never forget what you've done. We can't even doubt you because you've made a way out of no way. We know so many times that you've given us a victory in the midst of when the enemy was trying to defeat us.
Thank you.
You healed our bodies when we were
sick. Yes, anytime, Lord.
Heads up when they were pushed down. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We want you to know that you are our hero. You're the one that we esteem and the one that we extol. We remember what you did for Jehoshaphat. Oh, God. We remember what you did for Moses. And what you did for Abraham and Noah. And what you did for Jacob. Thank you for what you did for Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Paul. And God, you said you're not God that has respect to persons.
Thank you.
Yesterday, today, and forevermore, and what you did for others, you can do for us. Touch everywhere. Bless everywhere. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, some of these folks have been young, but now they're somewhat old. Don't let the righteous Father, the seed, don't let the seed fail.
Thank you, Jesus.
But bless him and help him. Deliver all of us from the wiles of the devil. There's nothing too hard for you, God. And we love you, and we praise you, and we exalt you. Now I'm asking you to forgive all sin.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Every sin of commission, every sin of omission. Help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. God, help us to run all the way. I'm so happy to remember what the old saints used to say. I believe I'll run on and see what the end is going to be. God, thank you for the victory in the end.
Thank you.
Let the anointing flow on this prayer line. Give us victory. And the glory shall be thine. In the name of Jesus, we pray. For the glory of God, the glory, the glory, the glory of God. And we pray properly as you instructed us to in the word. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. Good morning to you and to you and to you, all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you.
And, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless all of you.
Good morning. Bless you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Are y'all awake enough to speak to the Lord? Amen. He is.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, God. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Good news, and that is that God knows about this prayer line, and he listens. Because we have a praise party. He's not going to come to a pity party. And he's not going to come to a party where folks are so asleep, giving him sleep praise. I don't want y'all to give him no sleep praise, but I want you to give him that ultra awesome praise that he deserves. Amen. Lift your voices, everybody. Lift your voices.
Hallelujah.
It's been good.
Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Glory to the Lamb of God. You're worthy, God. You're able, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dr. Mary Lacey. Thank God for Ambassador Reagan, God, for Special Sister Gina Hodges, and for Dr. Pfeiffer, and for Dr. Stern.
Yeah, God bless.
I want to thank God for all of you on the prayer line. Of course, we continue to pastors, elders, and friends, all the pastors, and we certainly do honor you. And had a chance to speak to Elder Coates. Amen. Amen. Elder David, we know that you're there. Thank God for all of you on the line. God has been so good. Amen. I'm all right. Somebody is moving your sheets everywhere. Amen. What did I hear? That sermon called No More Sheets. Amen. All right. Watch yourself. Amen. You got to move around. Put your phone on mute. Ambassador Hagen, would you come and give us brief instructions here at this time?
God bless you. Yes, sir. God bless you. Ambassador Hagen is here. Yes, Dr. Johnson, Your Honor, here are the instructions. To mute your line, you must now press the number 4 and then press the star key. You will hear the appropriate announcement that says you're now muted or unmuted. If you have a question, press 5 star and the host will be notified immediately. If you think you want to avoid coughing into your phone, clearing your throat, or clearing your sinus. No sleeping nor snoring. You want to respect this line as one who attends their local church service or as one who's in the presence of dignity. Please be sure you do not use your speakerphone mode while participating in the live conference. Please be sure you do not open two phone lines close by each other, such as your cell phone, your computer phone, Skype, Magic Jack, etc. Please be sure you do not leave your loved ones alone in the room with the phone holding private conversations, which certainly can become public knowledge. You want to respect and observe our outstanding platform that is the protocol of a service, the praise report, the prayer request, and the wisdom seminar. For each of these, the basic core always apply. That is, always identify yourself. Give your name, area code, and the city you're calling from. And remember, you have a maximum of 2 minutes to participate. God bless you. This is the Miracle Line, so get ready for your miracle. God bless you. Back to you, our international ambassador, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much for mentioning the ambassadorship. Lord, later I'm going to look for several ambassadors of people, prayer ambassadors, who believe in prayer. And
we're
going to start prayer sales across this nation. And I'm looking for our prayer ambassadors now who are not ashamed of prayer, and who are not ashamed to start a prayer sale where they are, in every city, every state. I'm looking for ambassadors. And I'm asking you, if you'd like to be one, give me a phone call. Let me pray about it. That doesn't mean if you call me that when I have to pray about it. But give me a phone call, 913. Call me at 484. Missed it again. 406-4845. Amen. Now, I want to ask you, if you would, you heard our instructions. Don't cough in the phone. If you feel a cough coming on, turn your head away and put your phone on mute. Press star 4 to mute your phone. And then you can press that same thing again to unmute it. Okay? God bless you. If you want to clear your sinuses, don't do that on the phone. Mute your phone, okay? And then you can unmute it. God bless all of you on the prayer line. I had a great time on the youth prayer line last night. Thank you, Sister Gina. Thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer. Amen. And won't Sister Gina come? Give us a brief report about the youth prayer line. This is a part of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Amen. We do thank God for them. Go ahead.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and all of you all on the First Fruits Prayer Line. My God, good God from Zion, the fire fell on that youth prayer line last night. By the time Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson got through teaching and ministering on how to receive the Holy Ghost, how to hold on to salvation, given out scriptures. There were adults and children on that line last night. And the anointing fell on that line. The Holy Ghost took over. And, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Somebody received the Holy Ghost on that youth prayer line last night. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody received the Holy Ghost on the youth prayer line last night. And the anointing that was on that line. And, you know, I'm listening to you all right now, and I'm not hearing nothing. But if it were you
thank
and
you,
all
Jesus.
You,
thank you, thank you,
Jesus. That you would be
praise
still thanking Jesus for another soul that has given
yes,
their life and been filled with the Holy Ghost. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give him a shout of praise right now for what he did right now. The line is open to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I ask you to give a praise report. Amen. Brother Johnson, go ahead.
Oh, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and it addeth no sorrow with it. I give honor to God this morning. I leave Dr. Johnson and to Mother Sister Betty and to all of the people of God this morning. I'm just glad to be a part of the prayer line, glad to be on the prayer line, glad because the Lord woke me up in time for the prayer line. I'm just glad because he gave me a wonderful night of rest, slept real good, and woke me up on time. And I thank God for salvation this morning. Have a mind to run as never before. I thank God. I can't run naturally so, but I can sure run in the Spirit of God. My God, I thank God for the Spirit. Thank God for the anointing. And I thank God for each of you that are on the line. And I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson because I'm on my way to heaven. As the old folks used to say, I'm on my way to heaven and so glad. I want to be real in my life and stand pure before the Lord. So I won't hear the word saying, depart from me. You workers of iniquity, I made you, but I don't know yet. I just want God to be, I want to be blessed of the Lord and God to be glad to see me coming in. Pray for Mother Johnson. God, get the glory out of my life. And if it's all right, Brother Leader, I take the praise.
Go ahead, Brother Johnson.
God bless each of you that's on the line. And if you have a praise report, the Lord has done anything good for you, I ask you to come now and give us your praise reports because God is good for all of us. Oh, yep, that's a praise. Anyone have a praise report this morning?
This is Pastor Linda, 801, and I just want to thank y'all for praying for my grandson. He came out of the surgery real good. He was
thank you,
blessed.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank the Lord. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
God bless you. Are there another praise report?
Go ahead, Sister Mays.
This is Sister Mays, area code 334. God bless. I just thank God this morning. I praise the Lord. I praise him. I thank God, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson and everybody affiliated with the First Fruit Praise Line and Prayer Line. I just praise God that Youth Prayer Line was anointed last night. And, Lord, I received your anointing, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. I was one that was on there, and it was like never before. I thank God. I just thank God for all of your prayers and just continue to just praise him. Hallelujah. I just thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I thank him for his spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God this morning. I just thank him. God is real. God bless all of you. Thank you.
Hey, Connie, good morning to everyone on the prayer line this morning. This is Dr. Pfeiffer, and I'm just thanking God for his anointing, thanking God for his blessing, thanking God for the teaching and the Holy Ghost. I tell you, the youth prayer line last night was so anointed. It was just on fire. The youth were on fire. The adults were on fire. The Lord was moving, glory to God, by his Spirit. Hallelujah. And it's just a blessing to be able to wake up this morning and continue this anointing and continue his praises. And it was kind of hard to sleep, for just going to sleep, just thanking God. And when I thought about one thing, I thought about another, and everything started coming to my mind. Thank him for your anointing. Thank him for saving the children. Thank you, oh God, for your word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for filling your people. And it just went on and on and on. And I went to sleep thanking him. And when I woke up, I was thanking him. And I'm praising God because his anointing, hallelujah, is there for you if you want it. The filling is there for you if you want it. So I just say be encouraged and continue to praise God. And I thank God for this prayer line and everyone on it. God bless you and be encouraged.
God bless you, Dr. Pfeiffer. Are there another praise report?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
You know, the Lord just woke me up. I was sleeping, but thank God he woke me up on time. He didn't let me sleep too deep. So I just feel good today. So y'all just keep praying for me.
Thank you, Lord. That's a praise report. Mother Johnson is doing better. God bless you, Mother Johnson. Are there another praise report?
This is Thomas from area code 70.
We can't hear you.
Go ahead, baby. Okay.
And that's why grace is so faithful. Oh, Lord, I bless his own sin.
Thank you.
Bringing up on us, and my.
Talk in the mic.
She must have a bad connection. Go ahead, Mother.
Oh, yes, evidently. Well, we're moving on and maybe come back and we can hear you, but we can't hear you right now. Are there another praise report?
For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall and I will rejoice and be glad in it. To Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, Lady Betty, to Sister Gina, Dr. Lacey, Mother Dr. Pfeiffer, Mother Stern, Dr. Stern, however, Lord, forgive y'all. Forgive me if I'm not quoting your names right, but you know you're in my spirit and as well in my heart. To everyone on the prayer line this morning, I just thank God for grace and mercy today. Hallelujah. I just thank God for giving me the fire to just want to keep on keeping on. You know, and I haven't been to sleep, but I bless God that I'm still able to praise him. I ain't been too long got off of work, but I'm saying I'm determined because I got to keep on keeping on. If you knew my story, you would praise God for me. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I can't take up a lot of time. Got 2 minutes, but I just want to tell the Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Another day, another chance to make it right for him. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I want to be like Mother Johnson. I don't want the Lord to tell me to depart from me. He made me, but he don't know who I am. Oh, God, mercy. I got to do his will. I thank him for just giving me the fire and the Holy Ghost to set my mind, my spirit, my body free, just setting me free from bondage. Oh, good God Almighty. I know y'all on this line, and if you know what bondage feels like when you free from it, oh, my God, it's enough to just take off and just run all day long. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I want to continue to pray for Evangelist Scroggins on this line, area code 816, that I be the child that he is calling for, that he need on this journey to continue to lift others' heads and to continue to keep my head lifted, that someone will see the good and the light within me, and my oil won't go low. To God be the glory. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Bless you. We're just glad to have you back on the line, baby. God bless you. Are there another praise report?
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Two more. Anybody else?
Listen, Sister Lucille.
Come on.
I want to first give honor to God, my pastor, Vernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the saints on the prayer line. I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord I hadn't heard from my brother. He's in prison. I hadn't heard from him in a while, and I had been praying to hear from my brother, and the Lord blessed me to hear from my brother, and I just thank the Lord for that. And I ask the saints to continue to pray for me, pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. That's the end of our praise reports. And I want to say to each of you that are on the line, all of you that has never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the time is now to seek God. And that is lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset you. You know, this stuff we're getting upset about, every little thing, it's not of God. But get rid of it, get rid of it. Get with a sweet, sweet spirit and want to do the right thing, want the Lord to fill you. And the Holy Ghost will never come if you don't get rid of yourself. Self is our worst enemy. And if we don't get rid of self and get him out of the way, the Holy Ghost will never come. And you're going to have the Holy Ghost to meet the Maker. You got to have that power where you can get up out of here and meet him in the midair. Because if you don't get the Holy Ghost, you don't have the power. I don't know, Elder Johnson. I was led to say that. Praise God. Now the service is back in the hands of our leader, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Thank you, Brother Elder Johnson, 94 years old. Yeah, the Holy Ghost did lead you to say that. My. That's what I was thinking about last night and trying to get it together before I was sick. That's it. Yeah, you need the Holy Ghost